It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the Big K Morning Show and connecting with Pittsburgh Business Times reporter Paul Goff, who joins us back by telephone. We have this new video ability to have you, if you're watching on our stream at kdkradio.com, you can see some of our guests, which is kind of technologically cool. But in the meantime, if you take some hits, you know, because of the Wi-Fi or whatever, we'll go the old-fashioned way and just talk to Paul on the telephone. Hey, Paul, welcome back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Larry, I'm sorry about that. I thought I was home and had a good internet connection. I guess I don't.
Well, no worries. Meanwhile, back to the story of the two flights of the top 10 most turbulent are out of Pittsburgh International. So you mentioned people may be surprised. Pittsburgh to Charlotte. Obviously, Charlotte is a hub, so a lot of people out of here fly there.
Yes, and I've done that myself. And actually, interestingly enough, number two, the second one out of the top 10 that's in Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh to Raleigh. So not really that far away from Charlotte, going in the same direction.
Why would that be? Of all the places in the entire country, I'm curious, what kind of answers do they have for why these two would be the most turbulent?
Well, the website didn't mention it at all, and I tried to reach them, and they didn't come back to me from Sweden. So I came here and called some meteorologists, and what they said is it's a complicated issue. Part of it has to do with the Appalachian Mountains, because you're flying over those when you come out of Pittsburgh and go to either Charlotte or Raleigh. And then also it could be clear air turbulence, or perhaps there were thunderstorms on the route. This is an average. So every flight isn't turbulent, but there's turbulence perhaps on every flight. And I think, you know, Larry, I don't know if you've flown to Charlotte, but there's
many
a couple
times.
Bumps when you leave Pittsburgh International and you're about 50 miles or so and you start reaching the mountains down in West Virginia, you're liable to get some turbulence.
Yeah, you start bouncing around. That's interesting, though. I still find it fascinating with all the different, you know, many climates around the country, that this one in particular would be an issue. And that's what, 589 miles between Pittsburgh and Charlotte. And that's the second highest amount of average turbulence for a flight for the entire year last year. And only Nashville to Raleigh, Durham was higher. And this, what is this place out of Sweden? What is the name of the Turbly.
It's a website. They've been doing it for a little while. It looks like to be a one-person show where they basically, the gentleman that does this analyzes the routes, analyzes the air pressure, the weather en route. Again, it's average. So, but what's interesting is Pittsburgh International Airport isn't one of the most turbulent airports in the country. In fact, no place here on the East Coast is. What they consider airport environment would be about 60 miles in a radius around an airport. So airports like Portland, Oregon, that's number one, Denver, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Reno, Seattle. What do all those have to do with each other? Well, a lot of them have mountains around them. And that's another example of what can cause turbulence when you're going into an airport. What Pittsburgh rates high on, at least in terms of Charlotte and Raleigh, are turbulence en route. So not necessarily when you take off or whether you land, but in between when you're up at altitude in the jet stream.
Yeah, you're going north and south over the mountains, plus you're cutting through the jet stream. So
that's exactly right. And that's the jet stream, essentially what it is it's a river of air that about 35, 40,000 feet above us. I've known about the jet stream since I was very small because my grandfather was a B-29 pilot in World War II. So he was one of the first to discover the jet stream and fly in it because that was the highest ceiling plane at the time in the 40s. So I learned a lot from him about that. Also, I learned he was a pilot for decades, but he said basically never, ever, 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 and I think I'm missing a never, ever there, have your seatbelt off when you're sitting down in an airplane.
Well, that alone is good advice. And I'm sure that said, there's nothing you can do other than that in terms of as a passenger, you just got to deal with it. But it's nice to know, at least if you're flying to Charlotte and it gets bumpy, that's normal.
Yeah, and there are other routes, and some of them are, some of the other ones that are bumpy are LaGuardia to Portland, Maine, which I've done. You go over the mountains twice and that. Boston to Syracuse, Boston to Philadelphia. I don't know what Boston to Philadelphia has, and the AccuWeather meteorologist really couldn't say. But, it's interesting that all but one of the top 10 are in the Northeast, basically from Charlotte to Portland, Maine, and over to Syracuse. Those are the most turbulent routes.
Read all about it, the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul Goff, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
Buckle your seatbelt. When you hear a pilot say, never, never, never just sit in the aircraft without the seatbelt, we've seen some of this happen at times. And fairly recently, I believe it was a European flight, Paul, where multiple people were injured when they hit turbulence.
That's right. You know, Larry, when you were talking with your guest and the discussion turned to the West Coast cities of Portland and Seattle, I flew frequently from Great Falls, Montana to Portland and Seattle and Spokane as well, with stops in places like Missoula. And what he was talking about is absolutely correct. The Continental Divide runs through that area and the flights are generally bumpy most of the time.
So that if you take away anything from that conversation, I know people on an airplane, they want to take their seatbelt off, but just leave it on.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Even if the lights are off,
listen.
Even if the seatbelt light is off, don't do it. Unless you've got to get up and head for the lavatory.
Well, I have flown a lot, with pit team, the charter, all those, just overall. But I flew to Italy, and over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at night, right? It's overnight because you leave like at 10 p.m. and you're flying all night. And by the time you get to Europe, sun is rising. And I felt this, I was nodding off and felt this tremendous drop in the aircraft. Like, that sensation when you're lifted for a split second on a roller coaster, it feels like you're coming out of your seat. And I saw one of the flight attendants fall. Stuff started falling. And here we are over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Same thing happened to me. I was on a flight from Edmonton, Alberta to Amsterdam in a 747 and over the North Atlantic. Middle of the day, this was. We had clear air turbulence. It shook the place up pretty good.
Yeah, it tends to shake you up, even if you're a seasoned traveler, especially when a flight attendant, gets knocked down and is telling everybody to, we got to lock this thing down for a while. We bounced around like that for a while, and then all of a sudden, as if someone flipped a switch, it just got smooth and quiet.
Poof.
Magic. Meanwhile, coming up, going to talk to my dermatologist.
Oh, this is a good, I'm looking forward to this.
I disturbed him on vacation, and he's back, though. Dr. Brad Amos is going to join us, because there are, on social media primarily, sunscreen deniers. And we've had deniers of everything.
Who'd have thunk it?
But it's a little bit dangerous for people who buy into it completely to say that sunscreens not only don't work in some cases, they're suggesting they cause health problems. And that
it's so absurd.
But yet, this is what he deals with, you know, every day. There's such a demand for dermatologists. He's going to join us here right after the news at 7:30. And I couldn't help but bring this up. This popped up from TMZ. For those that don't know, TMZ is kind of like the super gossip site.
The new National Enquirer.
Right. You know, when you used to go to the grocery store and there would be the weekly World News or National Enquirer, and it'd say, Hitler is alive and he's operating a gas station in Argentina or other, you know, crazy stuff.
Right.
This says, Elton John shoe shopping. Allegedly, he was shopping for shoes in France and ended up peeing in a bottle in the middle of the store. The owner of Sugar Kills in Nice tells TMZ that Elton came to his shop Monday afternoon, so yesterday, with his two sons and a bodyguard and asked if there was a restroom. He was told there was not one around. So the shop owner says the singer turned to his security man and asked for a bottle. Took a few steps from the other shoppers and began, apparently not a good aim either, into the receptacle. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which caused another issue, a little cleanup. The shop owner says he was shocked and frustrated a customer would tinkle like
that. I'm not sure if I believe this.
He says he had no idea who Elton John was. And when he asked Elton what he did for a living, the singer simply responded, I'm Elton John. So apparently... The store owner, Ryan, says he did a quick search online, and that's when he realized, this is a big deal. I'm telling everybody. Elton John peed in a bottle in my shoe store.
Wow.
In the end, Elton bought two pairs of sneakers for his son, snapped a picture for the store owner, and shook hands with Ryan, presumably after he washed them.
Oh, wow.
This is where we're at.
Well, there you go. Courtesy of TMZ.
Elton John. Candle in the wind. Hot fun in the city. Yeah, sunshine today. And we'll stop with sunshine because that's what we're going to talk about with Dr. Brad Amos, a dermatologist his entire career. And he's my dermatologist to defy HIPAA laws. Not to be confused with HIPAA, Paul. Dr. Brad, good morning.
How are you, Larry?
Good. I reached out, and I know you just got off vacation and probably the last thing you wanted to do. However, TikTok, I started noticing there were a bunch of videos of influencers, and these people have influence. And when it came to sunscreen, they're denying that sunscreen can help. In fact, they're suggesting some can hurt. So I thought, well, I'm going to ask Dr. Brad about this. First of all, have any of your patients mentioned, hey, do we really need to use sunscreen?
No, my patients are all aware that they need to wear sunscreen. I've never had a patient tell me that they think it's bad for them. I'm not on TikTok, so I never saw any of those videos, but I'm not surprised they exist.
In fact, some very famous TV reality stars actually say, well, I don't wear sunscreen, which obviously they influence people. So what is the real deal? Because there have been changes in the formulas for sunscreen over the past decade, and some of those significant.
Yeah, of course, you know, some of the chemicals early on in sunscreens were found to be maybe toxic if you absorbed enough of them into your blood supply. But all those tests were in labs. You don't absorb enough rubbing it on your body in the amounts we apply to our skin. So it's those tests are legitimate, but kind of irrelevant in the real world. The danger of not wearing sunscreen is real. Currently, I have two patients sitting here getting numb that are going to have skin cancers cut off them. They are both in their mid to late 60s, and like the people in our generation, we didn't wear sunscreen as children, and this is the consequence of it. It can be prevented in the future if these young people wear sunscreen now. The incidence of skin cancer should go down over time because people are more aware of wearing sunscreen.
And you have recommended in the past in conversations that you should wear a minimum or maximum of 30 SPF. What is SPF?
That means how long you can stay out in the sun. If you didn't have it on and you burned in 5 minutes, if it has a SPF of 30, you could stay out 30 times longer without being burnt. The key thing with sunscreens, and we've gone over this before, is none of them are waterproof. If you're getting in and out of the pool, you have to reapply them. I was just at the beach this week on vacation, and I saw a lot of people using sunscreen inappropriately. They come to the beach, they take off their tops or whatever, they spray sunscreen on them, and then they get in the water. Well, that sunscreen really didn't do you much good because it just got washed off. Now, if they reapplied it right after they got out, that would be fine. But most people don't do that. You should apply the sunscreen 30 minutes prior to your sun exposure.
Why would that be? Just so it could absorb in?
Yeah, it gets absorbed in.
And I'm curious for people who are wondering, you know, when you're looking at your skin, just in general, anecdotally, when should you reach out or should everybody get an annual checkup?
Well, we usually recommend that once you're above 40, you should come in once a year and be looked at. The skin is the biggest organ in your body. It should be looked at professionally once a year. The incidence of skin cancer increases as you get older because it's chronic sun exposure that causes that. Now, some melanomas are spontaneous, and they do happen in younger people in non-sun-exposed areas. But for the most part, basal cells and squamous cells, which are the first and second most common type of skin cancers, are directly related to sun exposure, and that adds up over your lifetime. So usually around 40 or so, we recommend you come in once a year.
And what does broad spectrum mean?
Well, so there's two spectrums of UV light, UVB and UVA. UVB is what commonly causes you to burn. UVA is a deeper penetrating spectrum. That's more associated with photoaging and increased risk of melanoma. UVB is more basal cells and squamous cells. Old sunscreens just blocked UVB, so you didn't get burnt, but they might have been doing you a little bit of a disservice over time because you were sucking up more of the UVA rays because you were staying outside longer because you weren't getting burnt. Now they all have to be broad spectrum. They all have to block UVA and UVB.
And that development is relatively recent, right?
Yeah, that's probably been within the last 5 years or so.
All right, so SPF 30, but you say any more than that's just marketing.
Well, yeah, so a 30 blocks about 97%, a 50 blocks about 98%. There's not a significant difference between those two. A 50 certainly won't hurt you, or 100 won't hurt you, but if you're paying a lot more for it, you're not really gaining much. Now, there is a school of thought that if you use the higher SPF and you don't put enough on, it works a little bit better. Like, so, you know, you're supposed to put almost like a shot glass full of sunscreen on your face, but most people don't do that. So if you put a little bit less on of 100, maybe it's as effective as the appropriate amount of 30. But the general recommendation is 30 is enough.
All right, I know you got to get the surgery. Meantime, why is it so hard to visit you guys? You guys are booked up.
Well, because there's a lot of people that have skin cancer, because there's a lot of, you know, but you're in the same age bracket as I am. When we were kids, we played outside all day. We didn't wear sunscreen. Now it's catching up with us. So as boomers get older, skin cancer super common. That's what we're doing all day here. But again, that should decrease over time. There also aren't a lot of dermatologists. The way they Medicare had funded medical residencies in the past, it was based on need, and they didn't think they needed a lot. Now they're increasing the number, so that should be easier to get an appointment in the future too.
Doc, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right, have a nice day, Larry. Stay out of the sun. Wear a hat too.
I know. Wear a hat. SPF. Dr. Brad Amos, who is great dermatologist, great friend over the years, Paul.
Absolutely. And I would just like to say that what I think about the doctor had to say today, I'm going to make that my afternoon story, Larry. I think people, we need to get the word out.
Well, if you can help one person avoid, you know, what could become cancer, then, yeah, I'd say that's worth it. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with an in-studio guest who's just arrived to join us in our 8 o'clock hour. He is Jarrell Gilliam, who is the executive director of Light of Life Rescue Mission here in Pittsburgh. And we've talked together before. And I finally got to meet you a couple of weeks ago at your big golf event for Light of Life.
It was a pleasure having you there. We had a good day. It was a little warm, but it was great.
So we were just talking. One of the reasons we invited you in was, A, Light of Life Rescue Mission has been a staple on the north side of Pittsburgh for many, many years.
Yes.
I don't think there's a person living here that hasn't heard of Light of Life.
Yes.
Even though they might not know exactly what you do on a daily basis.
Right.
So I said, Jarrell, why don't you come in studio and we'll talk about that. And then on the heels of that conversation, the Supreme Court had a ruling where it got all the way to their doorstep to rule about sleeping in public, right? Mm-hmm. In essence, directly affecting homeless people or people without shelter.
Yes.
And I'm curious how that trickles down to Pittsburgh because that has an impact. Because their ruling was that you could make a law to make it prohibitive to sleep in public places.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
You're correct. You're correct.
So we'll want to talk about that and give you a chance to settle in, and you need a coffee or something, or we have purified water.
All right.
It's very big time here.
I'll take it.
7:55 at KDKA.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.